On page 7, we have how it's possible for us to actually integrate a part. There again, the page is the whole unconscious mind, and we have that boundary condition, functional boundary condition, which is leading the client to create the symptomology of having a parts conflict. We know that a part has a particular behavior, and we know it has a highest intention. We also know that the highest intention and the behavior will be in conflict, there will be incongruence there, because parts are incongruent and because the part is a problem. So if we begin to chunk the part up on its behavior systematically by asking the questions, for what purpose, what's your highest intention in that, what does that do for you, then we'll get closer and closer and closer to the boundary. At some point in time, as we chunk up the intention of the behavior, we'll get to the point right on the very edge of the boundary. At this point in time, the person will bounce off of the boundary and will begin to loop around several intentions. So the example on page 7, if we say, what's the purpose of A, they say B. What's the purpose of B, they say C. What's the purpose of C, they say D. What's the purpose of D, they say A. What's the purpose of A, B. Purpose of B, C. Purpose of C, D. Purpose of D, A. And each time they get close to the boundary, they bounce or ricochet off of it. What we want to do is we want to take the intention outside of the boundary. So then what we'd say is, what's the purpose of A, B, C, and D? The only direction the person can now go in is through the boundary to the other side. If we can chunk the person up to two intentions outside of the boundary will begin to break down and the part will begin to reintegrate. Once the boundary is blown, there's no way back. This is how it's possible linguistically to do a parts integration.